Well, Nance, I can hardly believe that you and I are just starting our 10th year of getting away with having so much fun on the radio.
And what's so much fun is, despite the fact that we don't cook together, I always feel like we're cooking together.
Over the course of this last year, we've both done a lot of cooking at home, and some of the recipes that we've tried have been so good that we thought they were good enough to actually make it onto the air. And I thought that maybe today we'd look back on some of our favorite recipes that we've made over the course of the year, beginning with last week's, that fruitcake that you made. It's been aging and soaking in booze. How's it doing?
So I made two cakes, actually, and we did serve one of them. It had only been steeping for about 3 or 4 days by the time I served that Trinidad black cake, and it was really good. But I know it's going to be better because I saved out the second cake. Maybe we'll hold on to it till next Christmas.
Are you going to keep soaking booze into it?
Absolutely.
Well, looking back at some of the recipes that we've made at home and then talked about here on Food for Thought, I guess my top pick would have to be the amazing pastrami recipe. We both made it, and we were both astounded. It tasted just like regular pastrami to me at home. What did you like over the course of the year besides that?
Well, I know I've mentioned several times this year that New York Times recipe for chicken shawarma that appeared in the Sunday magazine early in 2015. That's a real keeper. I make that dish at least once a month. It's all lemony and garlicky and Mediterranean spicy, and it takes like no time to prepare at all if you're quick at mincing garlic.
You've been raving about that for so long, and I still haven't made it. I'll have to give it a try. I think one of the most surprising ones, a recipe I got turned on to by Kelly here at KPLU Listener Services, and that is for crab cakes made with zucchini.
We talked about that, but I haven't made that yet.
It's really, really good, and I've kind of augmented it a little bit with some fishy flavor type stuff and a little fish sauce and sometimes some dried and soaked scallops. But, you know, you can just make it with plain zucchini and just use plenty of that Old Bay's seasoning, and it is exactly like crab cakes. Really fun.
I should have made that at Thanksgiving when we were so sure we were going to get 53 Dungeness crab out crab fishing for days, and we got exactly zero. So, I should have taken you up on it at Thanksgiving. What was I thinking?
Yeah, you should have brought some backup zucchini just in case, and nobody would ever know.
Next year.
What else was good this year?
Well, back at the end of summer, we talked about making same-day pickles.
Ah.
And I was crazy for that soy-soused pickles from Preserving the Japanese Way by Nancy Singleton Hashishu.
Uh-huh. I remember. You really love those. I don't think I ever got around to making those. But, of course, as I do every summer, I made my New York half-sour pickles, refrigerator pickles.
This is such a different type of pickle. It's really quick. It's great for a snack. It's ginger and soy sauce and chili arbol. And if you're lucky and you've got some around, or you can go find some fresh shiso leaf. So you really need to try that in the coming year, Stein.
I promise that I will. And you know, one thing that we actually did cook together this past year was my decades in its perfecting shrimp and lobster sauce, which you then went home and made for Mac and Nate.
You know, my family was not as nuts about your shrimp and lobster sauce as I was, Stein. So I think that from here on in, I'm just going to have to come to your house for it.
That'll be fine. And then maybe we'll both go over to my friend Jim's house and see how he makes that boiled smoked turkey.
Yeah, you've been raving about that one. I'll look forward to trying that.
It really, really works. We'll have links to all the recipes we talked about today right at kplu.org. Just look for Food for Thought. With KPLU food talker Nancy.
Cooking up a brand new year.
Listen, I'm Dick.
Another year older and wiser.
Well, you got that half right.
Stein.